We're starting now the second perek of Megillah, which is called Hakore Lamafreya. And the Mishnah begins, Hakore Es HaMegillah Mafreya Lo Yatza. Okay, this is what we call the...
Bait, second perek.
Right, the second perek. This is called the Bava, the first Bava of the Mishnah, which establishes that if you read the Megillah Lamafreya, you're not Yotze. What does Lamafreya mean? Usually, classically, the word Lamafreya means retroactive, but here it means if you read it out of sequence. You read it what we call Shalo al Haseder, not in the order it's normally read. And we'll soon see what that means, but first we'll get a little bit more of a flavor for the Mishnah.
No, take Megillah.
Kora al Peh, if he reads it by heart, that means he's not reading it mitoch haksav, or kara targum, or he's reading it in Aramaic, bichol lashon, or any other language, lo yatza. He doesn't fulfill his mitzvah of Megillah. Rashi later on is going to explain, as we'll soon see, that the Mishnah wants to be mechadish, that even if you read it Targum is Aramaic. Aramaic has a certain chashivas to it, a certain significance. There are even words in the Torah, like Yigar Sadusa in Sefer Bereishis, which are written in Aramaic. You would think that, okay, if you can't read it in Lashon Kodesh, read it in Aramaic and you could be Yotze. The Mishnah wants to tell you, no, you can't be Yotze in Aramaic. And how much more so, you can't be Yotze in other languages that don't have the significance, that status of Aramit, of Aramaic. Now, the first question I want to call to your attention is the way the Mishnah divides the cases. It splits them up. Notice that Hakore Es HaMegillah Mafreya forms one bava, one section of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah adds lo yatza, and that separates, that divides it from the next part of the Mishnah, kara al peh, kara targum b'chol lashon lo yatza. So the question is, why didn't the Mishnah combine all of this into one bava? It could have easily have said, hakore Es HaMegillah Mafreya, kara al peh, kara targum b'chol lashon lo yatza. He could have taken the lo yatza from the beginning, for the Mafreya case, and just dropped it so that he would combine everything into one. And the impression you get is that the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, was deliberate in setting up Kara Lamafreya as a separate, independent element. Apparently, in some halachic sense, Kara Lamafreya is unique and should not be integrated with the other cases listed in the Mishnah. And the first one to notice this, to address this issue, is the Turei Evan. Do you know who the Turei Evan is? He's more famous for a different work that he wrote on Halacha, which is called the Shagas Aryeh. And in Moadim, especially here in Masechta Megillah, his work is called the Turei Evan. And it's it's like a classic. It's almost an absolute requirement. So in any event, the Turei Evan writes the following. He says that what's unique about Kori Lamafreya, that the Mishnah wanted to separate it in its own bava, the answer is, he says, even if you read one pasuk out of order, then you're not Yotzei. And this is going to become clear later on in the Gemara Daf Yud Ches, so we're anticipating what's coming down the line, that Kori Lamafreya means the entire Megillah, every single pasuk has to be read sequentially. But if you read one pasuk before its turn, then that Shalom Allah say there in one pasuk will undermine your ability to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Megillah for the entire Megillah.
Does that mean if you read one pasuk
Baal
Peh, you're still
Yotze? Well, he says, in the case of Kari Baal Peh, excellent, the din is that you're not Yotze because you read Rove of the Megillah Baal Peh. But if you read part of the Megillah Baal Peh, and that part is less than half, we'll call it 49%, then you yotze. And says the Turi Evan, had the Mishnah combined L'mafreya with Kari Baal Peh, we would have come to the mistaken conclusion that they're both equal, which means one of two things. Either that L'mafreya, you're not yotze because you read most of the Megillah out of order, like the case of Kari Baal Peh, or we would have thought that the same din of Kari L'mafreya that demand that every single pasuk be read sequentially would apply to pasul Kari Baal Peh, even if you left out one pasuk. Meaning, I don't mean you left it out, but you read it Shalom Mitoch HaKsav, you read it Baal Peh. So in order, again, according to Turi Evan, to separate these two dinim, the first din is more chamur. It's so strict that it applies to every single pasuk in the Megillah has to be read in sequence. Whereas the second din goes down one notch. As far as Baal Peh, we're talking where he koreas ruba Baal Peh. He read most of it Baal Peh, and that's why he's not yotze. But the Turi Evan doesn't stop here. Because if you remember, in the second bava of the Mishnah addresses not just Baal Peh, but also the case of Kara Targum, which means he read it in a different language other than Lashon Kodesh. Or he read it B'chol Lashon. He read it in the language of the Madiyim or of the of the Parsiyim or whatever language he read it in, English, French, Spanish, and he's not yotze. Says the Turi Evan, although HaKorei B'chol Lashon Lo Yotze is listed in the second Bava, combined as it were with the case of Baal Peh, nevertheless here the Halach is so strict that even if you read one pasuk in a different language, other Lashon Kodesh, you're not yotze. So whereas Kara Baal Peh means you read most of the Megillah Baal Peh, and therefore you're not yotze. But the case of Kara B'chol Lashon, we read it in a different language, that applies to even one pasuk. So therefore, according to the logic of the Turi Evan, and he himself is aware of this problem, the Seder HaMishnah is very off kilter. The Mishnah should have combined that Koreas and Megillah Mafreya with the case of Kara B'chol Lashon, or B'targum B'chol Lashon, because B'targum B'chol Lashon applies to every single pasuk. One pasuk in a different language undermines the entire Kriya, and that makes it identical to the opening bava in the Mishnah, namely the case of Karla Mafreya, one pasuk Mafreya completely torpedoes your Kriya Samigula. So the Mishnah now becomes very, very choppy. It opens with Karla Mafreya, which applies to every single pasuk. It's very demanding. Then it goes to the case of Kara Baal Peh, where the Mishnah is much more, shall I say, liberal about it. He allows you to read certain psukim, or even up to but less than half the Megillah Baal Peh. And then the Mishnah goes back to what seems to be the original position that applies to every single pasuk of the Megillah with regard to the Lashon, the question of Targum and B'chol Lashon. So the Turi Evan is very, shall we say, hard-pressed about this to try to, again, come up with some logical explanation as to why the first part of our Mishnah is divided the way it is. And he suggests the following. I'll read to you the language. He says, "Kamashmal masnisin shedin kara baal peh hu mi'ikar hatakona kamo le'inyan kara b'chol lashon. Dahainu ikar din kriyas ha-megila mi'divrei kabbalah kamo kara b'chol lashon." Now, let me try to, you know, present what I think is the intention of the Turi Evan, and I believe it's a pretty radical breakthrough. He suggests that we can understand Megillah and the mitzvah of reading the Megillah on two different levels. One level is called Midirei Kabbalah. The other level is called Midirabbanan. Truth be told, we used to comparing the two and equating them. But in the frame of reference of the Turi Evan, those are fundamentally two different kinds of mitzvahs. Divrei Kabbalah is a mitzvah that's derived from Tanakh, albeit not from the five books of Moses. And insofar as it's derived from Tanakh, that obligation is upgraded to a level, what shall I say, almost like a mitzvah d'oraisa. Even though it's not written, it's not codified in the five books of Moses, but because it's in Tanakh, it's called Midivrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is like Kidivrei Torah. We give it a very high level status. I'll give you an example. We don't know in Tveria what day they should read the Megillah on, whether on Yudalit or Tezvav. We're not sure if it was walled back in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So we'll apply the principle of Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. We'll require in Tveria that they read the Megillah on both days, on Yudalit and Tezvav. Why? Because since the chiyuv, the obligation of reading the Megillah, is found in Tanakh, because Megillah Esther is one of the 24 holy books of Tanakh, it's Kisvei HaKodesh, therefore it has the status of Midivrei Kabbalah, and it gets upgraded to a status that's almost like a Doraisa, where we apply the principle of Safek Doraisa L'Chumra. Now, at the same time, we know that Kriyas HaMegillah is a takana derabbanan. It's a mitzvah derabbanan, like, what shall I say, Ner Chanukah, or Ner Shabbos, Erevin. So, what the Turi Evan is doing for us is, he wants to sort it out. We have a list here in our mission of various psulim that disqualify the mitzvah of Megillah. We've got Korah Bal Peh, Korah Mafreya, Korah B'chol Lashon. He wants to know, are these psulim to be understood on a level of Midivrei Kabbalah, which means that fundamentally disqualify the entire mitzvah, even at the level of Divrei Kabbalah? Or perhaps, no, these are only requirements on a Derabbanan level. And he says the following. If you read it Baal Peh, we know that that's the Iker Takana. The Gemara is going to learn from Psukim that Megillah reading must be Mitoch Haksav, from a written Megillah. What we don't know is, when it comes to Korah B'chol Lashon, you read it from Megillah, but the Megillah was written in a different language. Maybe in that case, it's only a Derabbanan. Maybe that's not something that's Me'ikar Adin. So therefore, according to the Turi Evan, what the Mishnah wants to teach us is that when you read one pasuk out of the entire Megillah in a different language, lo yotzi yedei chovaso, just like the case of Korah Baal Peh. In other words, that this is a psul on a quasi doraisa level, an ikar takonas kriyas haMegillah midivrei kabbalah. Ikar meaning the fundamental level of midivrei kabbalah. So once again, I don't want to belabor this point because we're going to have to come back to it over and over again as we get into, perek. But just to read the language of the Turi Evan one more time, I have it here in front of me. He says the following. He says, Madua kol al hatana din korei bal peh im din korei b'chol lashon. Why did he combine those two? Even though, as we said before, Kari Baal Peh is only if he read Ruba Baal Peh. His answer is, Da Tana Ishmiyano, the Tana wants to tell us another Chiddush. She Kari Baal Peh, Eino Yotze Klal, Es Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah, Midivrei Kabbalah. And the same din applies to Kari B'chol Lashon. Lafuki, and the Mishnah is coming to exclude Miman Diomar from a person who says, it's apparently one opinion, She Megillas Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemar Rak Le'inyin HaKriya. Meaning, there is one opinion, and again, it's not part of our study in the second parak per se, it just overlaps, it's relevant here, that only certain aspects and certain demands and requirements of Megillah are on the level of Midivrei Kabbalah. You could fulfill those requirements and be Yotze Megillah as a Divrei Kabbalah, but the Rabbanan are going to add other requirements, but they're on a lower level. So you might be achieving one dimension, one level of a Kiyum HaMitzvah, we'll call it Midivrei Kabbalah, but at the same time, you'll forfeit a lower level, a less important level, namely midrabanan. That's almost like a lechatchila. So the reason why the Mishnah added, according to Turyevin, kara bal peh and kara targum b'chol lashon, whereas logically b'chol lashon should really have been integrated into the opening line of the Mishnah, namely l'mafreya, is because the Mishnah wants to tell you that there's no difference between kara al peh and kara b'chol lashon as far as the level of Kriyas HaMegillah that we're talking about, namely midivrei Kabbalah. So even though, I emphasize, the psul of kara bal peh only applies if he read rov bal peh. The psul of kara b'chol lashon applies on one specific pasuk. So in that sense, the halachas are different. But what's common to the two is that they both torpedo the kiyum ha-megillah on a level of midivrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're going to move on, and we're going to talk a little bit about a kara targum and b'chol lashon. You remember that we mentioned that Rashi not here, but a little bit later on, employs the principle of zu v'ein tzarich lomer zu, meaning that if you read it targum, which is lashon arami, which we thought had a very special status, you're not yotze. How much more so Kolshkein, like it's upgaret, that certainly if you read it in a different language, in French, Spanish, or Madai, or Paras, certainly you're not yotze. So far, we're doing okay until we read the next line in the Mishnah. And that seems to undermine everything we've been saying. The Mishnah says, Avol korin osa liloazos belaz, that we can read the Megillah in a different language, which is called laz, not in Lashon Kodesh, on behalf of the Loazim. The Loazim meaning those who understand that language. So again, the word Loazos includes a general category of a Frenchman who understands French, a Spaniard who understands Spanish, etc., etc. He's called one of the Loazos. So on his behalf, we can read the Megillah in his language. Wait a minute. We just finished establishing that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of Megillah b'chol lashon. Hasn't the Mishnah essentially contradicted each other itself? So the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches addresses this and says the following. There are two different scenarios. One is a scenario where you read the Megillah for someone who understands that language, and that's called Megillah, that's called Koranes Osa Liloazos Bilaz. That means the Mishnah is written in a different language, and those who are hearing the Kriya in that language, they comprehend that language. That's one thing. In the other case, where the Mishnah says that Bechol Lashon Lo Yatza, that's talking about where we read the Megillah in another language and the person who's hearing the Megillah doesn't understand that language. Which means the following, that the Mitzvah Megillah subdivides into two categories. One category is when you read the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh. The word for Lashon Kodesh in the Mishnah is called Ashuris. We'll get back to that in just a second. So if you read a Megillah in Ashuris, in Lashon Kodesh, everyone's yotze. Doesn't matter whether they understand or they don't understand. If you read it in another language, then the Mishnah says it depends. If you're reading it Lilazim, meaning for someone who understands that other language, then he'll be yotze. But if you read on behalf of someone who doesn't understand that other language, you forfeited that special status of Ashuris, of Lashon Kodesh, where everybody's yotze, and you're not yotze because you don't understand that language.
Only one, if you have a mixed kehillah, and most understand, and some don't. One individual who does understand opposes the whole thing?
No, I wouldn't say that, but I would say
20 people, 19 understand and one don't.
Under what language are you reading?
You're reading it in a different language.
Right, so if you're reading it in a different...
Now, that if you understand the lines, right, then it's good, right?
Right, I hear what you're saying, Raoul.
19 understand. Is that possible at all?
Right, I think the answer to your question is as follows. That if let's say 80 out of 100 people in the audience understand that language, they will be yotzei in that language. But the 20 people who hear it and they don't understand that language, and again, the numbers are irrelevant here, but the point is that if I'm sitting in the audience and I don't understand that language, I'm not yotzei. But you know what, Ralph?
So then the Megillah reading is kosher.
The Megillah reading is kosher, but only someone who knows that language can be yotzei.
All right, because that's not what it implied. On Keres Megillah Mafreya, the reading is not kosher.
Right, absolutely. In Keres Mafreya, no one's yotzei. In this case, you could read it for the Lazim and Laz, because they understand that language, but those who don't understand that language cannot be yotzei, because that's not considered Lazim. They're not Lazim, they don't understand the language. So Rabosei, it comes out now that you can have a Megillah that's written in Spanish or in English. Again, who will be yotzei from that Kriya? Only the people who understand that language. But that's a pretty sensational chiddush, that you can write a Megillah in Spanish. Now, this generates a whole machlokas. Why? Because if you take a look at the end of the Mishnah, let's just jump ahead to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ad shetehei ksuva ashuris al hasefer ubidyo." The Mishnah sets up those requirements of Megillah that are absolute. And there are three of them. Let's focus on the second two. The last two. One is Sefer. Rashi says it has to be written on cloth. And the third is Dio. It has to be written with a certain kind of ink, as opposed to another ink, which is not lasting, which is not all the colors, and it doesn't last long, and so forth and so on. In any event, the first of the three, and again, these are absolute requirements, is Ashuris. Okay, Rabosai, are you still there?
We're there.
Okay, great. So what I wanted to tell you is like this. The Mishnah at the very end says that it was written in Ashuris, and that's why you yotzei, implying that that's an absolute requirement. It must be written in Ashuris. Ashuris, as I told you, is Lashon Kodesh, meaning in the letters of Aleph Beis. So the Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon, on this Mishnah, he says that when the Mishnah allows you to read for the Spaniards in Spanish, the Megillah is not written in Spanish, meaning in Spanish letters. It's written in Ashuris. I'll give you an example. I don't know if you know that the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah was written in Arabic, but it's written in Hebrew letters. Now, the script is Lashon Kodesh, is Ashuris, what they call Judeo-Arabic, and what you do is you take words from another language, but you write it in the script of Ashuris. So the Gaon says,
no, he's not translating.
He's not saying, yeah.
No.
He's reading the words as they're written, but the script itself, do you understand? The script itself is Ashuris. I'll give you an example. We mentioned before that in the Torah itself, we find Aramaic words, like Yigar Sadusa, right? In the parsha of Yaakov and Lavan. But those words are written in Ashuris. They're not written in Aramaic script. You know, the Aramites have their own script, but this is written in Ashuris. So the God says, what does the Mishnah mean when you could read the Megillah for Lazim in Laz, when the Mishnah itself requires as an absolute requirement Ashuris? Says the God, there's no contradiction. You could write the Megillah and read it in another language, but the script itself must be Ashuris. That's a chiddush of the Rambam. So in other words, according to the Gaon, we need two requirements in order to allow the Megillah to be written and read for Lazim in Laz. Number one, the Megillah has to be written in that language, let's call it Spanish for the Spaniards. And number two, the Koreas HaMegillah, the one who's Yotze Yizchiv, he has to understand Spanish. But on top of it all, let's add a third condition, that even though it's written in Spanish, but what's the script?
Ashuris.
Oh, that's the Shita of the Gaon. Then we open up the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, Siftes, and the Ramah writes the following: Ein Lachush B'Ezek Sav Ksuva. We don't have to care, says the Ramah, in what script the Megillah is written. That means the Megillah could be written in a Ksav Laz. So for a person who understands Laz, the Megillah could be written in Laz. Meaning the Ramah maintains the position, as we understood it from the get-go, that you can write a Megillah in another language. Literally, the script is in another language. You can read that Megillah, and that Megillah you could be Yotze if you understand that language. So it's a fascinating thing. You're writing a Megillah in a different language, according to the Ramah, and you could read it and pee, you know, in the days of Achashverosh, right? And if you're an Englishman, you understand the language of Yotze. It's not like the Gaon. The only problem is, what is the Ramah going to do with the Mishnah that requires Ashuris? According to the Gaon, the requirement of Ashuris is an absolute requirement as far as the Ksav, as far as the script is concerned. And now we understand the Mishnah. But according to the sheet of the Ramah, we don't understand what to do with the last part of the Mishnah, which requires Ashuris. And the Mishnah Brura, in the Bir Halacha, you know, that's his super commentary, he claims that it's not only the Ramah, but there are other Rishonim that seem to be mashma likewise, that we don't care what the Ksav is, if it's written below. And therefore the Mishnah Brura writes in the Bir Halacha that the only case in which the Mishnah requires Ashuris is when we're talking about a case where you're reading the Megillah for people who understand that language, meaning Lashon Kodesh. Since they understand Lashon Kodesh, they're reading the Megillah from a Megillah of Lashon Kodesh the way we do, and it's got to be written in Ashuris. You know, you can't like transliterate it from another language and write Vayehi B'Meach Hashverosh with English letters, you know, start with a V. No, that doesn't go. That's where Ashuris is a requirement. But the Mishnah in the Sefer at the end is not addressing the case of Lo'azim. In the case of Lo'azim, any Ksav will be acceptable, and there's no need for Ashuris. So this is fascinating. But again, even if I go like the Gaon, which is also the Pnei Yoshua and others, that you absolutely require Ksav Ashuris under all circumstances, but the language that it's written in, for the sake of a Lo'azi, is Laz. In Ksav Ashuris. Like we gave the example of Yigar Sadusa, which is Aramaic, but written in Ksav Ashuris. Okay, Rabosai, now here I get to the main question I want to discuss with you this evening, or I guess on your clock this morning. And that is, when we say that you could read it in another language, for someone who understands that language, what if that person also understands Lashon Kodesh? Can he avail himself of this possibility? You know, is the Mishnah saying that anyone who understands that language, any Frenchman in the world, can hear the Megillah in French? Again, whether it's written in Ksav Ashuris or not is machlokes, but he could be Yotze in French. Or no, is the Mishnah addressing itself to those Frenchmen who know French? They may know other languages, but they don't know Lashon Kodesh. Is the Mishnah carving out a do or die situation where if you don't facilitate, if you don't break new ground and allow the Megillah to be written in another language, They're out to lunch. They don't understand Lashon Kodesh. And the Ramban, I have the Ramban in front of me. The Ramban has a Rashi, which I don't know where he found this Rashi. But Rashi on Laws and Balaz writes, according to Ramban's version of Rashi, Sheyodim Lashon Acher. When the Mishnah says that you could read it in another language, the Ramban learns because they know that other language. Excuse me. The Ramban's quote in Rashi is because they know that other language. So the Ramban learns from that Rashi, we don't have that Rashi, that in addition to Lashon Kodesh, they know another language, let's say French, and therefore they could be Yotzei the Megillah in French. Despite the fact that they could have easily, there's nothing compelling them, but you know, the Frenchies are getting together and they're reading in French. I know French. You know, I'm Canadian, I know French. So I also want to listen and be Yotzei in French. So the Ramban's version in Rashi seems to imply, why not? Once there's a Kriya in French, it's Chogigim, you know, we're all having a great time. Let anyone who, as long as he understands French, join us and fulfill his obligation. Says the Ramban, it's not true. The Ramban says, Velodayik, it's not correct. If he could hear it in Lashon Kodesh, because he understands Lashon Kodesh, then he has to hear it in Lashon Kodesh. Even though the Mishnah says that you could write the Megillah B'chol Lashon, that's only L'lazos She'enom Yodim Ashuris. They don't know Lashon Kodesh. They only know Lazos. And he proves it from the Sefer. Because later on in the Mishnah, it says Lois, and it's referring specifically to someone who doesn't know Ashuris. And not only that, says the Ramban, if you look at the word Lazos all over Shas, he quotes a few Gemaras, you will see that it always refers to someone who never, he's an Amoretz as far as Lashon Kodesh is concerned. He doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. That's called the Lazos. Therefore, says the Ramban, when the Mishnah allows you to be Yotzei in a different language, that only applies to someone who doesn't have the possibility of being Yotzei in Ashuris because he doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. But if he knows Lashon Kodesh, then he's out to lunch. He cannot be Yotzei in French, even though he knows French. And the Ramban,
is there a measurement as far as how much he has to know, like with the understands, sort of understands some part, doesn't understand the other part.
Right, I hear what you're saying. That sounds like David. Is that David?
Yes, it's David.
Okay. No, that's a very interesting observation, David. I also thought, you know, what if you understand part of it but not all of it? That's not clear. But if you could, if you understand most of it, then that would be enough. The Ramban believes the following, that Bekoshi Hitiru Lilazos. In other words, they really didn't want to accept a situation where you read the Megillah in a different language. Bekoshi.
Let's
see if we can explain what's going on here. According to the Ramban, this concept that you read the Megillah in a different language, for those who understand that language, Bekoshi Hitiru, it wasn't really the way that the mitzvah was originally established. It was a special permission that was given, a new breakthrough, in order to facilitate someone who never doesn't understand Ashuris. He doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. But certainly, says the Ramban, for someone who could take advantage of, shall we say, you know, this full seven-course meal, you know, if he understands the Megillah and Lashon Kodesh the way it was meant to be, there's no reason to afford him or provide him with the opportunity to be Yotzei the Megillah in a different language. And here I want to read the Ramban inside, because I think the language of the Ramban is very, very important. The Ramban says the following. And I think he offers two different reasons why this halacha of reading it in another language was instituted. He says, number one, "Umipnei she'ein yodim ashuris," since they don't know ashuris, "afalpi Sheyotzin bo, which I think means he could be Yotzi in Ashuris, because as we said at the outset, what's unique about Ashuris is that's the language per se inherently, which is good for everybody, whether you know the language or not. Nevertheless, Hitiru, Bekoshi Hitiru, they made a kvetch over here to allow reading the Megillah in another language. Why? Mishum de'ika mitzvas kriya, which means he will, this fellow who doesn't know Ashuris, will fulfill his mitzvah of kriya, the technical mechanical mitzvah of kriya, even though he doesn't understand Ashuris. But they realized de persume nisa biyidia mamish adif. I'll translate it literally. I think these words of the Ramban are very telling. He says they realized, they understood that the purpose of Pirsum HaNes to accomplish that goal would be much better biyidia mamish, if they understand what's going on. So technically, again, to reiterate the Ramban in his first answer, they could be Yotze, even a Frenchman who doesn't know a word of Lashon Kodesh, he could be Yotze with the Kriya of Ashuris. But what will he be lacking?
Persume Nisa.
Persume Nisa can only be achieved through Yedia, which I think means if you know the language. Therefore, the Chachamim had to balance or weigh, you know, on a seesaw, the two possibilities. One possibility, leave things as is, and Nebuch, these guys who don't understand Lashon Kodesh will be Yotze at least Kriya. Or, let's perhaps diminish, or let's forfeit the way the Kriya should be done in its original form, so we'll lose a couple of points on that side of the equation, for the sake of gaining Pirsum HaNes B'Yedia Mamish. So they counted up the points, and by the way, that's a, I don't know if you heard the, that's a jet. That's not Pearson Airport. I just want to make that clear. So there's a little bit more hashivas in that plane. No offense. Getting back to the to the Ramban's first answer, the Ramban says, look, it's true that we're going to have to forfeit some elements of Kriya by transferring the Kriya from Ashuris to another language, into French. But we gain more than we lose. There's a trade-off here. Let's gain the Pirsum HaNes in its full-fledged, full-blown aspect, namely because we'll get a Yedia Mamish, the Frenchman understands French, even though Nebuch, we have to forfeit a bit of the Kriya because the Kriya itself is going to be in French. And when we balance these two, we generate what I think the Ramban means is there's a new takon over here. We're going to be misaking a whole new method of being Yotze the Mitzvah Megillah. It's not the original form. It's not the real, you know, the first class mitzvah. It'll be a Kriya, but not exactly the Kriya that we had envisioned. Maybe this touches a little bit on what we discussed before in the Terry Evans frame of reference between the Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah and the Mitzvah Midivrei Rabbanan. I don't know. We have to really work this all out. But one thing is clear. The Ramban says there are two sides and two dimensions to the Mitzvah Megillah. There's the Kriya as a technical, mechanical act, and there's Pirsum HaNes, which depends upon Havana, on Yedia. He says that what they made the shikul was that the Havana, the Yedia, is so important because it represents the fundamental goal of this mitzvah, namely Pirsum HaNes, that they said, let's break new ground. Let's make a takana for the benefit of these Frenchmen who don't understand Lashon Kodesh, give them, avail them of the opportunity to have and maintain the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes through Yedia, even though at the same time we're forfeiting some dimension of the Kriya. Says the Ramban, why should I allow someone who might be a Frenchman, he knows French, but he also knows Lashon Kodesh, he understands the Ashuris, why should I allow him to avail himself of this takana, in which he's going to lose out on the original pure 100% form of Kriya for the sake of what? For what? What are you gaining in this trade-off? He understands the Lashon Kodesh. He has the idea even in Lashon Kodesh. So the Pirsum HaNes is exactly what it should be. In other words, the Ramban is saying that this breakthrough of laws and laws, laws, laws was only made for a very circumscribed part of the population, those who have no mitzvah of pirsa manes in the original form of kriya, the full-fledged kriya of Ashuris, for them we're going to make a takana. But listen, my friend, if you're on, if you can't dance at both weddings, if you can gain and achieve the full-fledged mitzvah, don't show up with the Frenchies reading it in French. Because admittedly, the Koshi Hitiru, says the Rabban, with some little bit of a kvetch, they allowed the Kriya to be in another language. So far, so good?
Yes.
Oh. Now, what I envision in the first explanation of the Ramban is the following. We get together a whole kihila, we have a whole community of Frenchmen, and we're reading the Megillah, and we're saying the following. If we read the Megillah in Ashuris, there are a number of people in the audience who will simply not understand Ashuris, and they have to, shall I say, obtain the mitzvah of Kriya as a technical act, and completely forfeit the mitzvah of Pirsa Manes. But what are we going to do with those members of the audience that understand Ashuris? They're Frenchmen, but they know the language. So the Ramban says, you know what? Let's divide up the community into two halves, and let's set up two Kriyos. There'll be one Kriya in Ashuris for those Frenchmen who, in addition to French, know Ashuris. They'll gain the Kriya as it was meant to be, L'chatchila, and they'll gain the Pirsa Manes because they understand Ashuris. And there'll be another Kriya in another room down the hall. You know, maybe that's where they give the good Kiddush, I don't know. But that's where they're going to have a reading for the Frenchmen who don't know, unfortunately, Ashuris. And that's how we're going to split the community. And there are two Kriyos, and this group, we'll call it the Hebrew speakers, you know, they'll get, you know, maybe they're Israelis in France, I don't know, they'll get the benefit of reading in Ashuris, but we're not going to let them in to the other room where there's a Kriya going on in French for those Frenchmen who don't know Ashuris. Now the Ramban says V'od. And I think the word V'od in the Ramban is a whole new answer. He says the following. Kideshi Yehehu Yachal Lahotzi Atzmo Yedecho Vaso V'yikro Liatzmo. In the Ramban's second approach, he's addressing an individual. Not the case, the scenario that I spoke about before where there's a community. In the first answer, he's talking about a community, and technically, if they left everything well enough, there could have been a Kriya and Ashuris for every member of the community. Even those Frenchmen who don't understand Ashuris will obtain and achieve the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah of Kriya Samegila. But we want to go beyond that. We want to afford them with the opportunity to go beyond and have not only the mitzvah of Kriya, but also the mitzvah of Pirsa Manes. So we're going to set up a whole new Kriya for them. That's the first answer of the Ramban. In the second answer of the Ramban, this takana was made for a much more fundamental reason. What do we do with that Frenchman who can't make it to shul, or maybe he's the only, you know, religious observant Jew in that area of France, and he doesn't have the possibility of Kriya? And not only that, you know what I think? Maybe the Ramban is of the opinion, in the second answer, that what do you do with the following scenarios? Let's say you have an individual who's capable of reading Lashon Kodesh. You know, he went to Hebrew school. You know, he learned how to read. But he doesn't understand the word. Read it to him in French, he'll understand it. So the Ramban says that I'm not sure if that person could be Yotze his mitzvah of Kriya Samegila. Wait a minute. We just finished saying that Ashuris is the absolute. It's the automatic. He's capable of reading in Ashuris. Why is it a Yotze? Again, this is my own thinking. I don't know how much I can read into the Ramban, but I think the Ramban is worried about the scenario in which an individual who could read in Ashuris, but he doesn't understand Ashuris, he will not be Yotze his mitzvah. Had he read it in a community together with a tzibur, then everything would be fine. Why? Because there's a kriya in Ashuris, which lends itself to Pirsa Manes. There are members of the audience who understand the Kriya. So even though I don't understand the Kriya, I can be sort of nitpal, I can attach myself to the Kriya, and since the Kriya inherently is a Kriya that lends itself to Pirsimanes, I can be Yotze, I can hang on to the bootstraps. But in the second scenario, where he's reading it by himself, that Kriya is completely mufka, it's completely excluded from Pirsimanes. He doesn't understand any Lashon Kodesh. Again, notwithstanding David's question from before, maybe understand something, but not all of it. But if we define him as someone who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, then the Kriya itself is what I call a Kriya Netula Pirsimanes. It's completely Netul. It's lacking, it's deficient in Pirsimanes. So the Ramban says, what do we do with this Jew? He's alone. He's not part of a community. He doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. That Kriya is completely mufka, completely excluded from any element of Pirsimanes. For him, we're going to make a takana.
It's very hard to understand that practically. Because if he had no semblance of das, of pursuing Nisa, why is he even reading? I mean, even though you don't understand every word, he's obviously reading the Megillah because his nose is poor. He's got to know the story, basically. That's the whole thing of pursuing Ramesh. Knowing basic story.
So, Ralph, now you're raising a fascinating question.
Don't know every single
is the Pirsim Anes the fact that I understand the story? Or is the Pirsim Anes the fact that I understand the words of the Megillah? In other words, you could read to me a Megillah. I can be an expert. You know, I'm a six-year-old boy. I'm a very good student in first grade in Eitz Chaim, wherever I am. And I can tell you the entire story of Megillah from beginning to end. I know it by heart. But I don't understand one word of the Megillah.
But isn't that pursuing Easter?
I don't know. That's your question. I'm just reformulating your question. Would there be Pursume Nisa in a general sense? You know, we got together, you know, we're blowing the horns and, you know, we're singing Purim songs.
In an isolated village reading the Megillah if he doesn't understand. He wouldn't be reading it if he doesn't
understand. No, again, I don't disagree with you for 1 minute. No, Ralph, you're 100% correct. The fact that he shows up on Purim, he knows what's going on. I'm not going to tell you he doesn't. But the question is that enough to generate a kiyum of Pirsim Anes, or do I need a Pirsim Anes through the Kriya? The Kriya itself, and the idea, as the Ramban uses the term, understanding the Kriya, that has to be the vehicle, the conduit through which I achieve my understanding, my appreciation of the Nes. I know the story, I was told the story, I know it by heart. I can tell it to you in my sleep. That's not Pirsim Anes. Pirsim Anes means the Pirsim that's inherent in the Kriya. Kriya and Pirsim are two sides of the same coin. They're not disjunct. And therefore, the Pirsim has to come through the Kriya. In any event, let's just summarize. What we're saying is, according to the Ramban, and Rashi is not like that. Again, we don't have the Rashi. The Ramban has a Rashi. The Ramban says that this takana of allowing for a Kriya in a different language is only relevant to someone who knows no Lashon Kodesh. He only knows that language. If he knows Lashon Kodesh, sorry buddy, you're locked out. You cannot avail yourself of this possibility of fulfilling your mitzvah by hearing it in French, even though you know French. That's your mama Lashon, I don't care. But since you know Lashon Kodesh, you know Ashuris, you have to hear it in Ashuris. The breakthrough of Bekoshi Tiru was for the benefit of those who their Kriya might fulfill the basic mitzvah, because anyone could hear the mitzvah, could hear the Megillah in Ashuris, but they would not have the expanded, enhanced kiyum of Pirsim Anes. So to enhance the Pirsim Anes on the behalf of he who doesn't know Ashuris, will allow the Kriya in Lazis in another language. But Rabosa, here I want to ask you a question. What about someone who understands both languages? He knows Ashuris, he knows French. According to Ramban, he can't be Yotze in French. Can he at least read the Megillah in French on behalf of a Frenchman who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh?
And who's Yotze? And he's Yotze?
No, he was Yotze already earlier today. Now he's reading it again for the Frenchies who don't know Lashon Kodesh. He knows Lashon Kodesh.
Why wouldn't he be?
So, Mickey, what are you saying? That he definitely would be Motzi then?
For the Frenchmen who don't know Hebrew.
From an Ashura script?
From an Ashura script or from a...
Well, no, whether the script has to be in Ashura Sanat is a machlokas, as we said, between the Gaon and the Ramah. Let's leave that out. Lama Zogin, it's written in, it's a French Megillah in Ashuras. The only problem is that the reader himself, not the listener, but the reader himself could not be Yotze with that Kriya. Because he himself, since he knows Lashon Kodesh, could not be Motzi himself, but could he Motzi at least someone else who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh? So he knows French just like the listener knows French, but he, the reader, has one advantage, or in this case a disadvantage, that he also knows Lashon Kodesh. So this kriya would be meaningless for himself. He would not discharge his obligation, but at least can it be the shliach, you know, can he be the motzi to be motzi someone else. So, for example, in Shofar you have a very famous case of someone who's standing on top of a bar, on top of a ditch, and he leans over into the ditch. There's someone inside. And by the way, during the war, there were cases like this where they tried to be yotze, you know, the shofar clandestinely inside bar. If you know what I'm referring to, what's it called in Czechoslovakia where there's so many Jews perished. Any event, so imagine the following scenario: Reuven is standing outside the bar. He bends down into the bar and he blows the shofar. Can Shimon be Yotze? Now, let me explain. Reuven could not be Yotze with that tekiya. Why? Because the Gemara says that he won't hear the kol shofar. He hears what's called kol avara, meaning he hears the echo as it bounces off the walls of the bar. However, the one who's inside the bar, he will hear the direct sounds from the shofar, not the echo. But the only problem is that the one who's blowing the shofar, Reuven, he's outside the bar. So he could not be Yotze with that very tekiah. Can I be Yotze? Can I be Motzi you through a Maisa Mitzvah, which I myself could never be Yotze with? I mean, never even given these circumstances. So I'm standing outside the bar. I can't hear the shofar. I hear the kol avara, but you inside the bar could hear the kol shofar. Can I be motzi? And the same thing here. I'm reading the Megillah in French. I understand French. You understand. The listener understands French. But there's only one problem. I'm reading it, and I can't be yotzi with this kriya, according to the Ramban, because I have the unfortunate advantage of knowing Lashon Kodesh. So I'll be yotzi with a different kriya in Lashon Kodesh, but can I be your shliach on your behalf or on behalf of this whole group of Frenchmen, the tzibur, that don't understand Lashon Kodesh? So the Ramban quotes, what would you say?
Both the guys standing over the bar, both the Baal Tokeya and the Baal Kriya, are both the Yuvim. Does it make enough commitment whether they were yotzi once before this?
No.
I said yotzi, what?
No, that's irrelevant, Ralph, because the halacha is yotzi motzi. I can make kiddush on Friday night for 50 million communities. I can hop from one community to the other. I was yotzi 100 times, so to speak.
A cop couldn't do that. A cop can make kiddush for 50 people, who's not a Baal Kriya.
I don't think so. I think a cop would be a problem.
So you have to be. The one who's yotzi, the one who makes everybody else yotzi.
Right, the motzi.
Right?
Yeah, the motzi has to be a Baal Kriya, means that he was a Baal Kriya. He may have already discharged his duty, but he's a Baal Kriya. He's a gavra who's included in the chiyuv. The problem is, in this scenario, he, the Baal Kriya, who is already yotze, is now reading it in such a way that that kriya for him would be meaningless. I mean, you know, you could read.
What's the problem?
So the Ramban, guess what? The Ramban.
You don't even have to go through it.
Over 10 times
in
Rosh Hashanah.
Right. You don't even have to go to French. If you have a second Megillah reading, and you have somebody who went to the first Megillah reading,
right,
and he's motzi, he's laning the second Megillah reading, he's already been yotze.
Yeah, but Mickey, he could be motzi in the second Megillah because that Megillah reading is meaningful for him. Had he not been yotze, listen, Mickey, had he not been yotze, you're right, he was Yotze already. But had he not been Yotze, that kriya would be meaningful for him.
But in this case, with the French, it's not meaningful because he's not...
He can't read it in French. No way, no how. So he's reading it in a way that reading would not constitute, would not qualify as a kriya for that person who's reading it, because he knows Lashon Kodesh. So guess what? The Ramban quotes Yerushalmi that says that he cannot be motzi the Frenchies. Because since it would be meaningless for him, that kriya does not qualify and constitute a kriya for him, then he's doing a maisa, which from his perspective is not a maisa mitzvah. But I ask myself the question, the Gemara says in Megillah, and that's paskened up in Hilchos Megillah, that if I'm standing outside the bar, I can nevertheless put the shofar inside the bar and be motzi those who are inside the bar. They'll hear the kol shofar, they'll be yotze. Wait a minute. I can't be yotze, no way, no how, with that kriya, because I'm standing above the bar and I'm bending down with the shofar inside the bar. Why is it that the listener who hears inside the bar could be yotze? According to the Ramban's Yerushalmi, that I can't read the Megillah in French on behalf of the Frenchman because I know Lashon Kodesh and I'm not included in this, you know, Bekoshi Hitiru, this new takona, this new category of reading it belaz, and if I can't be motzi him, why is it that the shofar blower who stands outside the bar could nevertheless be motzi those who are within the bar? That's my question. Okay, that's good. Yesh lechalik, you have to differentiate. Question is, what's the difference? Let me try to take a stab at it because we're running out of time. I would say the following. There are two kriyos. There's a kriya in Ashuris and there's a kriya in Laz. Those are two distinct kriyos. They're very different fundamentally in the very nature of the Maisa kriya. And there were two takanos that were instituted.
Hold it. You're breaking up. I'll call back.
Okay. Okay. So listen carefully. What I'm suggesting is the following. According to the Ramban, there were two takanos that were made. One takan is to read it in Ashuris, and another takan is to read it in Laz. Those two are separate kriyos. The kriya essentially is different. That's the Bekoshi Tiru of the Ramban. They allowed for a kriya in another language, but it's a different kriya. And the proof is that someone who knows Lashon Kodesh cannot avail himself of the second kriya that we call the category of kriya balaz, even though he understands that language. But because he knows Ashuris, he was only included in the first takana, the circumference of which includes those who understand Lashon Kodesh. He qualifies, and therefore he doesn't have another opportunity. There's no other kriya for him. So the second kriya is fundamentally different. Not so in the case of shofar. The problem with the guy outside the bar is that he doesn't hear the shofar. What does he hear?
The echo.
Exactly, he hears the call of the echo. If he would have been able, imagine if I'm blowing the shofar and I put Flint's earplugs in. So I didn't hear it. So I'm not yotze. But that doesn't mean that the kol shofar is a different kol shofar. It's essentially the same kol. The question is, who's going to hear the kol? In the case of Havara, since I'm outside the bar, the kol shofar that I produced inside the bar was not going to reach my ears. I'm too far away. I'm outside the bar. I'm going to hear the echo and not the original. But the kol that I created is identical for both me and for the person in the bar. I was tokea. My tekiah was a maisa tekiah. My kol that was produced thereof is a genuine kol shofar. The only question is, who's going to hear it? Like, let's say I would blow shofar for 10 people, and Nebuch, one of those people is deaf. Say he's not yotze. Does that mean therefore the other 9 people are not yotze? The kol shofar is there. You know, the question is, kol kodem zacha, who's going to link up to the kol shofar? So the fellow who's reading it outside, he can't hear the kol shofar because he's going to hear the echo bouncing off the walls of the bar. But he's producing a kol shofar. It's the identical kol shofar. If somehow he would bend his head into the bar, he too would be yotze. There's nothing inherently different about the kol. Masha Enkein, in the case of reading it belatz, where the Chachamim made a separate takana of a new, shall we say, revolutionary new idea of Kriya in French, which not everyone could be Yotze with. You know, someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, he can listen to the Kriya in French from now until doomsday, and he's not Yotze. It's a whole new Takana. It's a whole new Kriya. So the Baal Kriya, who knows Lashon Kodesh, he's not capable of doing an act of Kriya, because his act of Kriya inherently is not called a Kriya. Ah, you'll tell me, but the other guy's listening. He's a Frenchman, and he doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. For him, that Kriya is meaningful. For him, it's a different Kriya. That Kriya in French is a different Kriya. But the only one who could read it in French is someone for whom that Kriya is meaningful in Hilchos Shofar.